Someone asked if I would start my Christmas story with a magic trick. I said it's not that kind of Christmas story, but I will indulge the children out there. So please do not try this trick at home, okay? Observe. So I have a question for the children. Have you heard of the three wise men? Can I get a raise of hands? No, I was asking the children. Have you heard, we're all children here. Have you heard of the three wise men? Yes. Did you know that our guru, Paramhansa Yogananda, said that Babaji, Lahiri Mahashai, and Sri Yukteswar were the three wise men in a previous incarnation? But did you also know that there was a fourth wise man? Who was this other wise man? That is the story that I'm going to share. And it's from our own Devi G, and it's one that touches my heart, and I hope that you receive inspiration from it too. So as all stories start, it was a long, long time ago. In fact, it was 2,024 years ago. In Bharata, the ancient land of India, there lived a wise man. And in his ecstatic inner communion, he saw a great light. And it wasn't a normal meditation for him. He realized that seeing this light meant that the avatara was going to be born during this age, and that it was his life's mission and purpose to bring special gifts to the avatar. He was in communion with the other three wise men that we know about, and through their walkie-talkie, their yogic powers, they designated a spot where they were going to meet in the desert. They were going to rendezvous and journey on to Jerusalem to bring gifts to the Christ child. This fourth wise man sold everything he had, and he purchased three special gifts: beautiful blue sapphire, a radiant red ruby, and an ocean pure white pearl. These were going to be his gifts to the Christ child. And so he went on his horse. He traveled with determination and will and with this singular purpose. And after several days, only a few hours from rendezvous with the other three wise men, he stopped at an oasis in the desert, palm trees and a spring naturally welled there. And he gave his horse water, and he also took refreshment in the dark. And his excitement was building. Although he was a man of calmness and wisdom, he could feel this divine joy palpating within his being. And then in the darkness, he heard something. It was an old man groaning, moaning in pain. He was torn because he knew he had to continue to meet with the other three wise men, but his heart knew that he had to help this old man. And so he tended to him like he was his own. And he gave him water and herbs, and the old man began to heal. And then he even gave him his own bread and wine. And this man had a miraculous recovery. And enigmatically, as he came to life, he said to him, "What you are seeking, you will not find in Jerusalem with the other three wise men. you will find it in Bethlehem. He didn't know what to take of this message from this old man that he had just helped heal. But nonetheless, he had to take off to meet up with the other three wise men. So he came to that designated spot, and he was too late. The other three wise men left him a message. We could wait no longer. Journey through the desert and meet us in Bethlehem. Now he was beginning to understand. But he had already traveled so far. His horse was dead tired. His supplies were gone. So he had to stop at a nearby town. And he had to sell one of his precious gifts, that first blue sapphire. He had to get camels and supplies to continue his journey. And journey on he did, through the desert, getting to this village, which he thought it must be, Bethlehem. He saw a little group of sheds at the outskirts of the town. And he knocked on the first one. And there, a woman and a baby greeted him. And he thought for a moment, could it be? And then he realized, no, it is not the Christ child that I seek. This woman took him in to her home. And she said, just the other night, three men, they must have been men of great wisdom, traveled from afar. And they came to see this baby that was born in a shed just over yonder. And in that shed was Joseph of Nazareth with his wife Mary and their newborn baby. He realized that this was the Christ child. And he said, she told him that they left the next day, these three wise men, and Mary and Joseph and the baby all fled because the Romans were persecuting them. And so they fled. Rumor has it, they fled to Egypt. And then she, similar to the old man that he had just helped, gave him this cryptic message. What you are seeking, the king you are seeking, you will not find in palaces. You will find in the poor, in the needy, in the outcasts of society. Thus began his many years, his mission of seeking the king. He searched through Egypt, through Israel, and for 33 years, he did not find the Christ child, nor the boy, nor the man. But what he did find were many souls that needed his help. He healed the sick. He served the needy. He gave understanding to those who were outcasts of society. No one that came within him left feeling that they were not touched by a man of God. And yet still, there was something missing in his heart. His ability to offer that pure love through those gifts to the Christ child. And so here, 33 years later, he found himself back in Jerusalem, where his journey first began. And as he entered Jerusalem, there was a commotion within the city, and he saw surges of people moving out towards the outskirts of the city. And so he asked the first person, what in the world is going on? And the person told him, well, haven't you heard? There is going to be a crucifixion, two thieves, and a man named Jesus of Nazareth, who some call King of the Jews, will be crucified today. And this fourth wise man realized, this is the Christ child that I have been seeking all these years. Perhaps I can use my final white pearl to offer to him and to save his life. I forgot to mention that he, when he came to that woman's home to backtrack, that there was a shriek after she took him in, and there was a cry in the streets. This was back in Bethlehem. The soldiers are killing all the Jewish children. And just at that moment, there was a loud knock at the door. And there was a Roman soldier there with a sword, with blood dripping from his sword. This was the woman he had just met and who had a baby, remember? And so he pulled out his radiant red ruby and said to the Roman soldier, "This ruby will convince any soldier that I am the only one here. You can pass on." And so the soldier greedily took the ruby and went on. So he had saved that woman and her child. Now, flashing forward back to Jerusalem 33 years later, there he is. And this commotion is happening with the crucifixion of these three souls about to take place. And he's going to see if he can save Jesus with his final white pearl. And all of a sudden, as he's moving towards that spot, he hears another scream. And it's a woman being dragged again by Roman soldiers. And she somehow escapes them and she runs towards him, seeking his safety and help. And he pulls out that final gift that he had for the Christ child, the white pearl, and he ransoms her life with the Roman soldiers. And right at that final moment when he felt he had nothing left to give, the earth convulsed. Christ had been crucified. The sky darkened. Lightning came. He felt the pulsation of the earth itself. And from it, a rock from a nearby building fell and hit him on the head so hard that he began to stumble and he was about to fall. And with an immediate role reversal, the woman that he had just saved now was holding his head in her lap. And as she looked at him, his face went from pain. And then he looked up and his face began to be transfigured in light. And in this faint voice, he said, "But no, my Lord, when? When did I give you food? When did I give you drink? I have never seen you in all these 33 years, my Lord, my God, my King." Who was this fourth wise man? And all of a sudden, the sky answered his call with power, with divine emanations. And what were those words that he heard, that even the woman who was holding him heard? Well, this fourth wise man, do you know who he is? He's you. He's me. He's all of us that answer that call of Christ, and that words that he heard that resound in our hearts. "Verily I say unto thee, inasmuch as you have given unto the least of these, my brethren, you have given unto me." And so, we during this holy season, may we remember always the message of Christ, and may we be one in his light and in his love and in his joy, not someday, but today.